This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Powerful explosions from shelling have now hit Ukraine's Zaporizhia region. This is the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency said more than a dozen blasts shook the Russian-occupied facility on Sunday, damaging buildings and equipment. Ukraine blamed Russia, saying it was trying to prevent the plant from partially restarting to deliver electricity to millions of Ukrainians who are now without power or heat in the freezing rain and cold. The Russians blamed Ukrainian forces. Elsewhere, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said more than 400 Russian strikes have hit Ukraine's eastern regions on Sunday alone. He also said blackouts were scheduled Sunday night in 15 regions of Ukraine and that the city of Kyiv, more blackouts were scheduled for Monday. There is an agreement for UN climate deal, which includes calamity cash but no real emissions care and cuts. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Negotiators have approved an historic deal to create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. However, there was little progress at the talks in addressing the root cause of climate change, the burning of fossil fuels. The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. It's a big win for poorer nations, which have long called for cash, sometimes viewed as reparations, because they are often the victims of climate disasters, despite having contributed little to the pollution that heats up the globe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. As the community reacts to the killings of five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken out against the attack. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, John Southers.
This is a horrible crime.
A 22-year-old gunman identified as Anderson Aldridge allegedly entered the Club Q, which caters to the LGBTQ community, opening fire with a long rifle late Saturday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez on KRDO-TV says.
At least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect. And we're able to stop the suspect.
District Attorney Michael Allen says this type of targeted violence will not be tolerated.
Every person, regardless of who they are, have the right to be secure from fear and physical harm.
This is the country's sixth mass killing this month. Colorado's governor, who's openly gay, calls it sickening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The establishment of a fund to help poor actions getting hit by our extreme weather and events was one of the most significant decisions to come out of the UN climate talks. The previous incumbent of Japan's Prime Minister's Fumio Kishida's Takiki Matsumoto as the next internal affairs minister has been announced. Now, Terada was forced to resign over funding irregularities on Sunday. It was a blow to the scandal-prone cabinet that has already seen two ministers in a month. Matsumoto is a former foreign minister from a faction of Japan's governing Liberal Democrats. Matsumoto is a former foreign minister, and Kishida told local media in Tokyo that Matsumoto is expected to take on responsibilities, which as local finances, tax systems, and information and communications as a new minister. The British government on Sunday denied a report that it is seeking Swiss style-by-style relations with the European Union that would remove many of the economic barriers erected by Brexit, even as it tries to improve the ties with the bloc after 4 years. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.